meat processors. Hopeful the trends continue. Welcome and hello again, everyone. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.
For us that have seen the ups and downs in the business, we're truly concerned that the consumer base is not going to stick with us.
Last year, at the onset of the pandemic, we all saw empty meat counters at our local grocery stores, and that caused the demand on local meat processors to skyrocket. Chad Grubbs, who owns Potts Meat Processing in Bedford County, is the fourth generation in the family business, where they operate a USDA-inspected facility where they process beef, pork, lamb, and deer.
Are the consumers going to stick with us now that they have found us and they lost confidence in the big box stores? Are they going to stick with the small packers? And so that's some huge questions for our industry, is looking forward, how do you staff? How do you look at your infrastructure? You know, how do you plan for a very, very shaky market?
And that's a question many processors across the state are asking. And Chad Grubb says that's always one of the biggest challenges, is the uncertainty in the market, that and adequate labor. Fortunately, he's got a good attitude and adequate labor.
I've got my niece with us, and she's going to make an awesome butcher if she wants to go that route. But there's very few people in this world that can take a piece of livestock and go from a breathing animal all the way down to a retail cut, something you can put on your grill or whatever. There's very few people in the world can do that.
Wendy Sneed with the Tennessee Department of Agriculture says there are just 16 USDA custom processing facilities across Tennessee and about 58 custom exempt processors. And she says several got funding for expansion through the CARES Act. And the message to consumers is patience as processors work their way through their backlogs.
Right now we have processors that have actually booked into the end of 22. I have one that's got books open into 2023, so those animals aren't even born yet.
I promise you, all of us are doing everything we possibly can to get our customers taken care of.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.